Da saborosa conversa publicada essa semana com o belga Johan Museum no Gregário Cycling, a gente separou esse bônus, uma brincadeira que a gente fez com o Johan e que ele comprou, um papo muito legal sobre quem ele seria se ele não fosse um dos maiores classicômanos da história. Qual ciclista, o campeão de Flandres e Roubaix, gostaria de ter sido se ele fosse um escalador, se ele fosse um voltista, um velocista ou até mesmo um corredor de ciclocross? Uma conversa bem curtinha, mas muito divertida, que a gente escuta agora. Mais um pouquinho de Johan Museum para você na Gregário Cycling.
Over the generations that you've been competing against and observing, who, if you were to name five riders that you respect and I admire, who would be those five riders? Including yourself, of course.
Classic riders?
Yes.
Any rider.
You mentioned Indurain.
No, from my generation?
Any generation.
Anyone who saw and would like to be like them. I would like to climb like Pantano. I would like to sprint like Cavendish.
If I want to be a climber now, I want to be the same legs as Marco Pantani, because I have, he was one guy of my generation, and he was really special. But I like him very much. We were talking a lot when it was on the flat, when it's on the hill, it was impossible to stay with them and to talk with them.
You're not talking anymore, only him in the climb.
He was really a special climber, and on one way I love that guy, Marco Pantani. He was really a great rider and a great guy. So as a climber, I want to be as Pantani. And as a sprinter, I want to be like Freddy Martins.
Nice. Freddy Martins.
Because Freddy Martins, he won a lot. And Freddy was also third on the Alpe d'Huez as a sprinter. So nobody knows that, but I know that. And Freddy won 11 times in the Vuelta. He won 11 times the stage. So if somebody now win 11 times, that's quite impossible. But he won the green jersey, but he doesn't won Tour of Flanders and Roubaix. So he is so big rider, so he won everything, but he didn't won Flanders or Roubaix. And if I see him, because I sometimes see him, he is older than me, but I say, Freddy, you're so right, but he doesn't want Roubaix or Flanders. Then I want to be also like the cannibal, Eddy Merckx. Eddy Merckx, he won everything. He can win everything. He was a sprinter. He was a climber. He was a TT rider. Yeah, he was everything. And Eddie was also my coach in Lugano when I won the world champions. And Eddie it's mean a lot for me. And also his son, Axel, because I have riding together in the same team with Axel. And it was quite hard for Axel to be a professional, because everybody expects that he win the same races as his father. And I can't say now it's the same with Stefano, but it's a little bit similar. Axel is a great guy, and he lives in Canada, and he come over to Belgium next week, and we see each other back, because I have still a good relation with him. And he did some great things for me that day in Lugano, and then he was third. So in Lugano, Axel was third. The family Merckx mean a lot for me, and that's why I want to be a rider like Eddy Merckx, and also a person like Eddy Merckx, because Eddy do a lot for cycling, and Freddy has one thing: he can't say no. If Eddy say always yes to everybody, and sometimes he have to say no. So what's rider I want to be? I want to be, when I was a cyclocross man, I want to be like Roland Liboton. He was one of my heroes, because when I was young, I have a poster in my room, and there was a poster of Roland Liboton, and there was a poster of Roger de Vlaming. So, yeah, I want to be a rider as Roland Liboton when I was a cyclocross man. And if I want to be a classic rider, I want to be like Roger de Vlaming, because he won 4 times Roubaix, and I won just 3 times. That's why I want to be Roger de Vlaming. I want to have 4 Roubaix.